Bez Hashem continues Shmiras Halosh and Shara Zechir Perek Dalet Shema 32, where the Chavetz Chaim tells us that a person who inserts his Lashon Hara Rechilus amongst friends, he is Mesachseich B'Lashon Hara Rechilus Shaloi Bein Anoshim Ahuvim, and he causes arguments, he causes a rift between these two people. Oh, they didn't include you in the carpool. Oh, they didn't tell you about the camp? The camp in between, you know, the last week of the summer? They didn't tell you about this camp? Oh, I didn't know why they didn't include you. Comments like this, people start thinking, why didn't they include me? And the truth is, they really tried to include you. A person who causes these types of machlekes, v'oisei b'neyem machlekes chas v'sholom, misoyov over ze lifnei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disgusted by such behavior. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disgusted. Misoyov Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, Chavetz Chaim brings from Pasuk in Mishlei and Medrash that such behavior causing people who were once friends and now creating a situation where they don't want to look at each other anymore. This is viewed as worse than gaiva, worse than arrogance, worse than lashon hara, worse than sheker, and even worse, v'yadayim shoyuchei zdam knocking. It can even be worse than a person killing an innocent individual. And he brings a pasuk in Mishlei, and the Medrash explaining the pasuk, and he says, hashvis, after listing all of the bad attributes, the last attribute of after a person who speaks sheker and a person who's living a life of arrogance, haughtiness, and a person goes so far as an individual even kills somebody, rachmana litzlan lo yaleinu, hashvi is the seventh thing that's listed, is a person who's mishaleach midonim bein achim. He arouses strife between brothers, between two friends, between two people. As Chazal say, the zuhi hashviyas akosha shebekulon, this last one mentioned, mishaleach midonim bein achim, one who causes strife, he injects the poison of lashon hara, the poison of rechilus. This is the worst. After a person does this to other people, and they inject this poison of lashon hara, Hashem says, I can't be with you. This is a disgusting way of living. And Hashem says, my protection that I give to all my children is not going on that person who just caused a fight, who just causes arguments between these two people. Hashem says, I'm not going to save you from the person. This person is not going to be saved from the tzaris. Everybody has issues in life. And the person causes fights amongst friends. Hashem says, I cannot save that person from the tzaris. I will not save that person from the tzaris. Person loses the protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Eitzah? What's the advice? Ve'ein shum eitzel la'odam rak sheyinser l'shoynei meira. There's no other advice for a person besides to guard his mouth from speaking evil. And he concludes this piece by saying he has to make sure he doesn't sit amongst people who speak lashon hara. Because a person who is in that group, he's going to accept the lashon hara and he's going to also join in and speak lashon hara with them.